So I said after the game last night, that was a tale of two halves. We were very inconsistent in the first half of the ball game and were able to make some adjustments at halftime and come out and create some explosive plays and get some stops against a very good football team. We fell short of what we wanted to get accomplished in Green Bay, and with that, I'll open up for questions. Vaughn?
Coach, any update on the injured guys, specifically Julio and William Moore?
That was a very physical football game that was played last night, and both Julio and William are guys that are sore this morning. Julio has a hip injury, and William Moore has a foot injury, and we were hoping that both of these guys will be ready to go at the end of the week. How much practice time they're going to get, we don't know that at this point in time, but it's our intention to do everything in our power to have these guys ready to go against Pittsburgh.
And any update on Alford? Do you think that he'll be back?
Robert Alford is continuing to work with our trainers, and there's not any update. We're hoping that we're hoping to have a better idea of where he is at in regards to his injury in the next 48 hours or so.
How pleased, Coach, were you with your offensive line play?
I thought the offensive line did a very good job in the game. They gave up the one sack, but they were able to, especially there in the second half, they were able to provide the protection that Matt needed to distribute the ball. I thought they did a good job in the run game as well, especially there in the second half. We didn't abandon the run game. We had some efficient run plays there in the second half that allowed us to keep drives going. So I thought they did a very good job. And again, we knew that these guys were going to improve each week that they were out there together, and I believe this is now probably six or seven that they've been together.
What did you see, Coach, on the fumble today? It looked like Rodgers fumbled early in the game.
The play was ruled dead. That they had called the player down. That's what I was told. Of course, we had the penalty on that play as well. It was half the distance to the goal line. We did hit the player late.
I know you liked some of the things you saw with the pass rush. against the Cardinals. Took a step back in that area last night, you think?
We had a very hard time getting the quarterback on the ground. There were 13 plays that he extended in the game last night. Watching the tape on the flight home, and then again this morning, there were 13 plays that I felt as I watched the tape that he extended. All 13 weren't successful and efficient plays, but a number of them were, and he did a very good job of avoiding the rush. We had some opportunities. So, yes, we only had one sack. So I would say that the pass rush did take a step back. That's a very hard guy to get on the ground. He has a knack for stepping away from pressure and extending plays, and he did an outstanding job in the game last night.
When you look back at the tape and the problems you saw stopping the run, what disturbed you more than anything? Because you got another big back coming up this week, a very capable guy in Bell. So,
yeah, we had some misfits, obviously, there at the end of the game, the 41-yard explosive runs. We misfit it. And, again, when you misfit a run, there's a chance that you're going to give up a lot of yardage, and that's what took place on that particular play. We didn't tackle well. Our tackling, not only in the pass game but in the check down game, was a concern. We've got to get multiple pads on the big backs, because they're going to run through one-on-one opportunities. So our tackling and our leverage was not very good. I can recall a couple of times where we had three guys pursuing to the ball and had them within 3 or 4 yards, and we had 7 missed tackles on one specific play. It was a check down play, but we've got to be much better. So my concern coming out of the game was our tackling. We didn't tackle well. We didn't get the quarterback on the ground. We did give him some different looks and forced him to move around. But when he moves around, he's just as dangerous as he is when he's there staying in the pocket. That's why he's playing at the level that he's playing at right now.
And just sticking at him, stopping the run, I mean, what's the challenge that Bell presents for them?
Well, he's going to have a challenge very similar to what we had in the game yesterday. It was very obvious that they want, you know, that if it wasn't there down the field, they were going to check the ball down. Their backs were very active in the passing game yesterday. And the running back that we're getting ready to face this week said 200 yards of total offense the last couple of weeks. And he's not just doing it carrying the ball. He's doing it catching the ball as well. So it's going to be a challenge for us. They've got a big, strong quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger that is hard to get on the ground. He doesn't move like the quarterback that we played this past week, but he does extend plays. So there's going to be some things that we definitely have to be better at in this ball game this week than we were last night.
Can I talk about your quarterback? One of the better performances that he's probably had since you've been here, and then this year, what's been his biggest improvement, do you think?
I thought that he had a very good second half to the game last night. Not only he and Julio were in sync, but he and Roddy were in sync. Roddy had a couple of big conversion catches, as well as Harry Douglas. And Matt was feeling the field and seeing the field, feeling the pressure, and distributing the ball. He did a very good job. It was one of Matt's better halves. And again, that first half of the game, guys, was not the type of game that we are capable of playing, and we've got to play much better.
What do you make of the chemistry between Matt and Julio the last couple of weeks? Not just the overall production, but the fact that it came against, you know, Patrick Peterson and Morgan Burnett was running around last night. Very good, capable defensive backs that they've been able to really find ways to execute.
Yeah, again, and when they're in sync, it is difficult to slow those guys down. Julio is an outstanding wide receiver. In my mind, he's the best in the NFL. I think over the last 2 weeks, you're not going to find anybody that can put two games back-to-back like that. And, of course, for a receiver to have a big game, the quarterback's got to be able to distribute the ball, and he's done a very good job, Matt has, distributing the ball. And they have been in sync, and they're seeing the coverages out of the same spectrum.
Of course, overshadow a lot of people, including Roddy, but TV cameras were following him a lot, and even though he stayed out there, obviously it didn't look he was completely there, 100% healthy. How much of a struggle was it for him to stay on the field?
For Roddy?
Yeah.
Roddy is a guy that is going to fight through injury, and he was injured. He's had an ankle injury, and he played, by the way, he played the most snaps of any wide receiver in the game last night, though. So it's hard to keep him out. When you look at the play count, Roddy had more snaps than any of the wide receivers. And when Roddy had his opportunities and the ball went his way, he made some big-time catches. I think that's why we threw the ball so efficiently there in the second half of the game.
Coach, any thoughts on Cam Newton?
That I hope that he's feeling better. And, anytime anybody's in an accident, you're always concerned. So we wish him the best and hopefully have a speedy recovery.
Okay. Very good.
All right, thanks, guys.